Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here with you. We're guiding you into another Penn State week with Indiana coming up. Coming to you, of course, from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We're excited here on the Keystone Kickoff Show to announce a new partnership with DraftKings, where they've got an online sportsbook created by sports fans for sports fans, now available in the state of Pennsylvania. That's right, DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. They've got it all for you: over-unders, player props, point spreads, in-game betting, and special odds boosts every single day for the biggest games, college football and beyond. You can get in on the action now in the Keystone State, whenever, wherever. All you got to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you sign up, and for a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's the code KSN on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We're going to focus for a moment here, looking back one more time on Penn State's 31-26 loss to Minnesota. They were, by the way, to tie it into the wagering perspective, 6.5-point favorites in that game. Still a showing from some of these sports books on Minnesota. You're seeing them go into Iowa, probably not getting the respect they deserve, I think, in a lot of cases. Penn State fans saw firsthand how good this Minnesota team can be. We'll look ahead to Indiana as well. It's a team coming off a bye with a good passing offense, which strikes a chord right now, considering how the Minnesota game went.
Yeah.
We'll get into Ask Greg your Penn State football questions. You guys tend to be a little bit more vibrant coming off a high-profile loss like this than a routine win. And we'll close it out with Greg's best bets. Not his best bets, but not his worst bets either.
What was it last week? 2-3?
2-3. Yeah. 2-3. I mean, at the end of the day...
What did we say? I mean, we gave everyone a fair warning that it was time to fade.
Yes. Time to fade. Yes. Now, the question is it time to continue fading?
Probably.
Or do you change course?
Well, I mean, some of the teams that are on there this week, it's going to be hard for people to stomach, I think. So we'll get to that.
There's been some rough teams on your recommendations list, and sometimes you got
to
play them.
Sometimes there's just... We'll get to it.
You don't feel
then,
good about playing Rutgers.
But there's no Rutgers this week, but there is UMass, because Northwestern shouldn't be laying. They might not score 40 points. You can't cover 40 if you don't score 40.
I mean this sincerely. Northwestern might not score 40 points the rest of the season.
Yeah. So I know that Rutgers scored, 5,000 points on UMass, so I get it, but man.
That's a tough one. Yeah. So let's start now. I like to circle back to Penn State, Minnesota. Just our stock report for that game. There's some stock up, there's some stock down, and I wanted to make the point. I feel like when Penn State's 8-0. And we're chiseling away at some of the fundamental things that are worth raising red flags about. It's not to be glass half empty all the time. It's just possible to be 8-0 without all of your ship in order. And I think some of the things that we have been harping on, the presence of Noah Cain, which he's injured, but you see the importance. And I don't think Penn State's running game was a factor at all in losing to Minnesota. Like on paper, and the way Journey Brown played and the way they're kind of ripping off big runs and averaging 6 yards per carry. We've questioned sometimes the pass rush not getting there, like against Pitt, for example. The pass rush not getting there, that was an issue against Minnesota. We questioned who else is there beyond Freiermuth and Hamler for sure, but also, you throw Jahan Dotson in there. Who's your number three wide receiver? That's a question that we haven't had an answer to all year. That was an issue against Minnesota. So I think just in general, nobody's trying to rain on anybody's parade when things are going well, but there's also fundamental stuff. Like if you want to beat good teams, we needed to see a little bit more in some of these areas. And against Minnesota, it's some of these areas that worked against Penn State.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think the biggest stock down for me offensively, yeah, you got to throw Sean Clifford in there this week because of the three interceptions. I know that he had some huge plays that kept Penn State in this game, period. But the three interceptions were obviously a major factor in why Penn State lost this game. But beyond that, you know, Dustin, the one thing that strikes me is what you just said about the inability to find a third reliable option. So you have KJ Hamler as a receiver. You have Pat Freiermuth as the tight end. Guess what? If you have to have Pat Freiermuth stay in the block because they're sending some extra guys, now you got one guy that the defense has to worry about.
And the defense is already very worried about
him to begin with. And then if you, you know, keep another guy in and they only blitz one or whatever. I mean, now there's
your running back stays
guy.
Home. For
yeah,
example,
right.
Yeah.
There's another guy out there that can defend. And so that's a problem. Kirk Herbstreit talked at length about it during the lead up to this game. Just the fact that he was asked at the end of his conference call last week about, you know, what area Penn State needs to grow in to move into that airspace of Ohio State and Alabama, Georgia, LSU, whatever. And he said that the first thing he said was another threat. You know, they used to have Chris Godwin, Deshaun Hamilton, and Mike Gesicki. Now they have Pat Freiermuth and KJ Hamler. And who is the next name in that? And right now there just isn't one.
Do you whatever happened to Weston Carr? That has nothing to do with this segment. Yeah,
no, I expect, like, I thought that he'd be a bit of a factor. I think at some point I in the preseason, I think I said he would catch like 23 passes this year.
I definitely don't want to go back and find any of the preseason statements I made surrounding
nobody wants to go back and listen to our voice a second time.
Somebody might, but
maybe.
Yeah, that was I mean, I thought he was going to at least make a little bit of an impact.
But then his name shows up on the depth chart a few games into the year, and you're thinking, okay, maybe this guy's making a move.
Was it I mean, is it true? I know we're going to get off topic here a little bit, but that's okay. Is it troubling to you in the vein of this conversation that in a very important spot, Dan Chisena was who Penn State went to? I don't know if troubling is the word, but it certainly speaks to the problem, doesn't it? That, you know, this guy was a former track star, clearly has the speed to burn, but, you know, I don't think he's a reliable enough receiver to.
I think that's played itself out, right?
Right, yeah.
You know, like I think it's great for him to be able to get open down the field. That's less than half the battle.
Right.
I use the word difficult. Hauling a catch in down the field 35 or 40 yards, you know, that's something that's just got to be done. You know, it has to be done. I think, you know, I guess my question when it comes to finding supporting options, how down should you be? It's Justin Shorter, who this was a big temporary, I think, setback in his growth arc. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's permanent. You know, I think he's got to grow into being ready to be available in big spots. But Penn State hasn't called his number in big spots before today. So you have to look at that and say, yeah, that was a rough situation for him, but I believe he's going to grow into that situation. Like, I think there's a lot of people for the black and white crowd who's ready to call for Ricky Ronnie's head is also ready to call for Justin Shorter's head and say they're done with him. You just got to live in the gray area sometimes and just realize, like, it's a redshirt freshman who hadn't been asked to do a whole lot. And I think that part of it troubles me more than him not making a couple big plays. Like those were rough drops. He needed to make a play on the ball to not give up an interception deep on Penn State's first drive. But I think he's going to grow into being a good player.
I do too, but we thought
it's got to happen soon, though.
You know, we thought that it's a weird New Jersey connection there with Saeed Blacknall and John Johnson Irv Charles. That's very bizarre.
I hadn't connected those dots until you just did, and that's not a good puzzle to put together.
It isn't, but I think Justin Shorter, the difference is, I wonder, you know, James Franklin keeps making notes about him being, you know, well, you know, he got really defensive on his radio show last Thursday night, the same night that he mentioned the mystery commit, which was, of course, Jimmy Crist for the lineman from Virginia. But after that comment, he was asked about the lack of a third option in the offense and Justin Shorter's production. And he got really defensive over the idea of somebody would question Justin Shorter's production. He keeps mentioning that he missed two games because of injury. And unless the injury is continuing to be a problem like the one it was last year where it kept him out for a lot of the season, you know, let's stop talking about that. It doesn't seem like he's hurt anymore. The drops are killing him. I mean, is it a confidence issue? Is it? And part of me wonders if it's, again, you know, you hate to try and make excuses related to expectations, but if the bar was set so high for him that the failure, the struggles he had to do things,
too much urgency now,
right? And now it's almost like it's all, you know, in his head a little bit that, you know, oh, I got to catch, I can't do anything wrong because I was supposed to be this and I haven't been that and yada yada yada. So maybe you just need to take a deep breath and reevaluate things. That's hard to do in season, especially because with each passing week, there's more and more comments about it. So I guess stock down for him. We're getting a little, I mean, we've spent a fair amount of time in the weeds, but
at least this is a legitimate conversation to be having, though. Like, right. we're not going off course just for whatever. I think this is a part of the fabric of the Penn State offense.
Stock down, Penn State's defense, obviously. Penn State's coaching staff, big stock down, maybe the biggest stock down of the week for not having any adjustment. I know they're without Trent Gordon and Donovan Johnson, but you know what? Tarik Castro Fields and John Reeder, supposed to be two of the better corners in the Big Ten. They were not that on Saturday. Same goes for the secondary and the safeties. I mean, it was just not a great performance. We heard that James Franklin quote earlier in the week. Yes, I get that they're getting the ball out early, but, you know, this pass rush, man, when you really need it to make disruptive plays, it did a little bit late. Micah Parsons gets in there on a sack and so on and so forth. But a lot of times it just doesn't show up in big games. That's been a problem. Stock up, KJ Hamler, Pat Freiermuth, really, really good games. Interesting, I think Ben Jones from statecollege.com tweeted that Penn State has a losing all-time record in games in which it has two players go over 100 receiving yards.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that.
I think when they get into shootouts, they haven't always been able to hold up their end of the bargain for a full 60 minutes.
Yeah, and I think going back to some of the older days, too, where Penn State accomplished that and got away from what they wanted to be offensively, that's not quite the case anymore, but that's an interesting stat. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by our friends at GoPSURV.com. Got some specials going on for the Indiana and Rutgers games. You can check out what they have to offer at GoPSURV.com. You are a one-man stock report. Here's what, let me just spin this into a positive quick. I think the team's fight was impressive late. Like, the execution was poor. I thought there was some coaching stuff that left a lot to be desired. The secondary, you know, all those things were end up proving fatal to Penn State's ability to win this game. However, it was very, very bleak. And they put themselves in a position where, honestly, I thought they were, like, when Jahan Dotson's streaking through the end zone or through the secondary, I'm thinking, boy, they might be scoring too soon here. Then he slips and falls, yep. And you see the sequence after that, and it ended up not working out. Boy, just a tough sequence at the end there. But I thought, you know, their willingness to fight was something that you can carry with them. Is it better? Can you be more optimistic about that than you can be pessimistic about their secondary? We'll see. For now, we're going to move on. We're going to focus forward. Penn State, Indiana, our look ahead's coming up after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.